This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank are meeting this week here in Washington. The annual get-together opened with a better-than-expected projection that the global economy will grow at a rate of 3.6% this year. But as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports, that growth is expected to be pretty uneven.
The improved forecast sounds good, but the IMF says emerging nations struggle, even in positive growth periods. Gian Maria Milesi Ferretti is in charge of the World Economic Outlook. He cautions that advanced economies looking to raise interest rates should do so carefully.
That process, if not well communicated, can cause financial market hiccups that could reverberate on vulnerable emerging and developing economies.
But there's also opportunity now, says Kamal Dervish with Brookings. In higher earning periods, there's more flexibility to help build needed infrastructure in some African and Latin American countries.
Public sector can play an insurance role in terms of de-risking investment in the poor countries.
And there's also risk from climate change. Poorer countries tend to be especially vulnerable, despite not being the biggest polluters. Peter Bockfuss is with the International Trade Union Confederation. He says that's another way richer economies can help.
To assist those countries to make the necessary conversions to protect the vulnerable populations.
He says it's better to make those investments now before another financial crisis hits. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.